Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students from Knoxville were among those recognized by the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards for their production of High School Musical. Let's go in depth with Lane Frank, Taryn Johnson, Kaylee Ittings, and Ben Marty. Congratulations, you've all won awards, the 2017-2018 Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards for Disney's High School Musical. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
Pretty good.
And Taryn, you won for Outstanding Performance in a Principal Role, and then you're also named a Triple Threat. What's Triple Threat mean?
It means that you are like a threat to other people because of like singing, dancing, and music.
How does that feel?
Well, pretty good, honestly, because I just feel like I was meant for Sharpay. You know, like, I have always been Sharpay, so I knew I could do good at this role.
Okay, so, Lane, you also got Outstanding Performance in a Principal Role. You got for Ryan Evans.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the musical.
Well, it is about the star jock athlete and this new girl that's a brainy mathlete, and they soon start breaking the status quo and become the it couple of the school. And Sharpay and Ryan obviously take issue with that, so that's the main plot.
And your brother and sister.
Yes.
And Ben and Kaylee, you also got special recognition for performance in a principal role for Gabriella Montez and Coach Bolton. How does that feel?
Coach Bolton wasn't as, out of all of the, I've been involved in K-Act for many years, and I've been involved in the musical, whether that's being actually in the musical or being crew. And I feel like all of the parts that I've had to play, Coach is definitely my favorite. He's a stereotypical athletic father. And so you kind of get the, when the son, Troy, doesn't do what he thinks is right, then you kind of get that father and son arguing dynamic. And I felt like I just kind of fell into the role. Like I didn't have to do as much mind game work into getting into Coach Bolt.
You were sort of our Coach Bolt.
I just kept, in a sense that I, it's a lot of, like a lot of what people saw in the audience on stage was a lot of just my mannerisms and me just being Ben Marty, but kind of cranked up in a different sense as kind of like an angrier Ben Marty, I would say. Because Coach Bolton isn't necessarily the happiest man in general, and so it was a good role. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, and Kaylee, how about Gabriella Montez? How did you relate to her?
She is kind of nerdy, and I'm also kind of nerdy. I enjoy math and stuff. And then she's also kind of shy about singing in front of people, which is definitely something that I've struggled with, and I continue to push through those barriers. So she's very relatable. It was hard to play her in some senses because I was so much like her that it just seemed like I was being me and I wasn't being really Gabriella. So it was kind of difficult to distinguish or try to crank up Gabriella Montez instead of Kaylee Ittings, I guess. But it was definitely a fun musical, and I enjoyed getting to work with everybody.
Yep.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with students from Knoxville who were among those recognized by the Iowa High School Music Theater Awards. And Taryn, you said you were born to play Sharpay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, ever since I was a child, I've always loved the color pink, just as Sharpay. And, well, being Sharpay was just an excuse to be like a more expressive version of myself. Like, I tried to, the week of the musical, like, I tried to be more prissy. And some people were like, Taryn, are you trying to be in the role of Sharpay? Are you actually just being rude right now? And, like, I thought it was a fun experience.
Yeah, it was a great musical. I'm just glad I was able to attend. All of you were great. It was really, really fun. And one of the fun parts was were the dancing numbers. I mean, you had some real dancing numbers and some costume changes that were pretty remarkable. Mm. Was that fun?
That was a lot of fun, yeah. The costumes were pretty eccentric and crazy and colorful.
There were lots of fast costume changes, and sometimes there was no one to help us because everyone else was on stage.
That's true as well, but no, I enjoy wearing those type of costumes because I know some people were shocked or thought it was hilarious that our costumes were so outrageous.
My favorite was my knee-high hot pink boots.
They were over the top costumes.
I bought them from a weird website.
I don't even know how to describe them. Very glamorous, like Las Vegas.
Showbiz stuff.
Yeah, definitely kind of like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And how about the dancing? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Am I remembering right that you helped choreograph that, Lane?
Yes, I did. I choreographed all the pieces for the musical.
You choreographed them all?
Yes.
Yeah, we both worked together. Yeah. But he's more of the brains. I'm more of the, helping people learn it and make it easier. He's very challenging. He's really good, so he makes everything really hard.
Yeah, I just wanted to challenge everyone in the musical with my choreography because I didn't want anything too simple. And I found that challenge to be, very fun because I worked with everyone in the musical, and honestly, in the end, it all came together really well, so I was pretty happy with how it turned out.
My favorite was when we made our dances together, because those were just so much fun.
Yes.
And it was way easier to do just us instead of a big group.
Yeah, just focus on, the partner work was fun as well.
So how did you come up with the choreography?
I used some of my past experience to come up with some of the choreography, and then just listening to the lyrics and the rhythms in the music. And then, yeah, I did come up with some original stuff for the musical that we could use since we had props such like tables or books or trays and stuff like that. So I came up with some original stuff as well, but it's just a combination of all my dance experience, basically.
Well, and Kaylee, you were at center stage. You were, one of the main focus, the girl from, coming from, a different school. How did you get into that role?
It's hard for me because I've lived in the same place all my life, so I never had to deal with moving or meeting new people, really, because I've known the people at the school since forever. So it was definitely taking back on what you see in movies or reading books about being the new kid in school and just kind of how would I feel if I were in that situation, I guess.
You had some dance numbers. I don't remember so much of the coach dancing.
No. I was exclusively left out for probably good reason, and I'm very thankful for that. However, I was in the last two dance numbers, but I put myself in the back because I was not there for practices. But near the end, I picked up enough to where it didn't look terrible when I was in the back. So I could play along all the way in the back by myself. So you probably didn't see me because I was hidden by all of the other better dancers.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with students from Knoxville who were among those recognized by the Iowa High School Music Theater Awards. The characters of Coach and Sharpay and Ryan, you were all sort of over the top, but Gabriella was sort of the anchor, the center. And then you and Sam Wadley were sort of more down to earth and basic. Was that unfair?
We were so extra. We blended in a lot. It was more relatable because, how often do you see people in Knoxville when they're wearing extravagant colors and suits and three-piece suits and everyday
school? But that's actually me and Lane in real life, too.
So I think it was more relatable to the audience because usually people are a little more scared of getting too crazy or outrageous. So when we had characters like Troy and Gabriella where they're just wearing everyday clothes and some of the pieces were even ours from home, it was a little more like, oh, I know these kids. I can relate to them. It's there's a connection there already with the audience, I think.
Did you grow as part of this, you think?
This was definitely a, Coach was definitely a step up for me as a actor, right, in quotes. The previous show that I was in, Oliver, which was with K-Act, I had not as many lines as Coach. And Coach's lines were, when I didn't have many lines, but I had, when I did have lines, they were novels of lines. So there were paragraphs of just me talking and me giving like these mini speeches. That kind of pushed me to it helped me memorize lines more. Cause it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of different memorizing lines when you're having a conversation with lines with another person rather than memorizing paragraphs of lines. So they're very, Coach was a very different character with lines, I could say.
Okay, and do you feel you grew as an actress, singer, person?
Yeah, when I found out I was going to be playing the role of Gabriella, my first reaction was, oh, yay, but then at the same time I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to sing and I'm going to be on stage a lot and people are going to be looking at me and it's going to be a mess and I'm going to mess up and it's going to be really, 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 really scary. But as we practiced music in the choir room, I got more comfortable with it and it was helpful that it was a musical that most of us already knew, so the music was already kind of there in our heads. And so then we got on stage and it was going well, and then opening night again, I'm like, oh wait, I'm the lead, like, oh gosh, this is gonna be, oh my goodness. But the first night we got through and it went well, and your voice is always a little shaky just from nerves, but now I can sing. I perform the national anthem sometime at soccer games and stuff, and it's definitely helped me to become more confident and, yeah, just more overall a better singer and general musician.
Darren?
I definitely kind of agree with Kaylee on that one, because when I found out I was going to be a Sharpay, I was like, thank God, I knew this was going to happen. But then I was like, oh no, like I'm going to have to like dance and like be so extra on stage. And like, I'm a pretty extra person, but like I kind of am shy around other people too. Like if I'm comfortable with you, I'm really crazy. But for the most part, I'm kind of just like, just going to try to be normal. So it was kind of like nice to like get me out of my shell. And like, it made me way more comfortable with like being extra, like, in front of other people. But like every single time, like before we opened, I was like, oh no, like there are actually people watching me. I was like, I thought it was just gonna be Duffy again, like just sitting at the front. And I was like, she's not even sitting there today. So like, I don't know, I guess it also really helped to have like Lane like next to me, because we were basically attached at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we walked in together, it was like my nerves weren't as bad because I was next to him, like as a shield.
Well, one thing I must say is one night you took a little fall, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And that was not intentional at all, actually. So if you remember my shoes, they all were kind of like crazy extravagant shoes. Like I had my big boots. I had like these sparkly heels. Like I changed my shoes for every outfit and they were all heels. And I have a bad ankle. So by the last performance, my ankle had been hurting. I'd been complaining about it all day. I was like, oh, I don't think I can wear these heels today. And as Jeremiah, playing the role of Zeke, came and like hit me with like the cake, it was supposed to hit my face. He accidentally like actually bumped me, because I think Kaylee had more like force at this time. Like Sam spun her really hard and hit Jeremiah, and then he actually bumped into me and my ankle already hurt. So my ankle just rolled and I smacked down and I like blacked out for a second. Like I remember hearing Lane going, Sharpay, Sharpay, and I couldn't get up. I was just like, and then I said my line, and some people thought that it actually was supposed to be like that. Like I've had a judge's critique from like the awards people, and they said that they couldn't tell if it was supposed to be like that or not, and they said good job because it looked like I improvised well, but it hurt so bad. And from then on, I was wearing jazz shoes. I did not put my heels back on.
She's wearing flops. No more heels.
Give us that line again.
Ah! Someone's gonna pay for this.
Because you're slinging into the floor.
And what did you think when she fell, Lane?
Well, first off, I was shocked. I wasn't sure, like, how to react to it, but I just kind of knelt down to her and was like, Sharpay, are you okay? And I kind of just improvised with it, but it was kind of scary because I didn't know if she was okay or not in real life since she kind of just smacked down onto the floor. And at first, I was trying to, like, get her up and pull her back up so she could say her line, but she was on the floor and she was not getting up, and she just said it on the floor. So in the end, it worked out fine and we improvised well, but it was an interesting experience.
That was my favorite performance. That one and the Saturday night one, because the cake was so crazy in my face. Like, it actually ruined my eyelashes that I had just bought.
Your lashes.
Well, I know I've definitely gained confidence as an actor, as a singer for sure, and as a performer since going up on stage and basically with one other person performing for an entire crowd definitely instills more confidence in you. But also I've gained like more confidence in my choreography skills, as this was my first time like choreographing like a lot for any type of musical or any program. So yeah, I just gained confidence in all of the musical areas, I'd say.
And Taryn, I just have to hear that line one more time.
Ah! Someone's gonna pay for this!
Thanks to Lane Frank, Taryn Johnson, Kaylee Ittings, and Ben Marty for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.